Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Joining us now via the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line, Georgia Tech wide receiver Jalen Camp joins us. And Jalen, thank you for joining us today. How exciting is it as you get ready for the NFL draft?
It's awesome, man. It's very exciting. This is something that, you know, as a kid, you grow up and you dream to be in this position. And for it just to be, you know, I guess for the draft, you know, a couple – you know, a week and a half away, it's definitely very exciting.
Jalen, I'm very, very proud of you. I saw you come on campus. I was working in the player personnel when you and your family arrived, and your development and your, you know, determination is really, really exciting to see. What have you heard from, you know, the scouts and GMs of what you need to be working on to improve or to better prepare for the draft?
Yes, sir. Just, you know, for me, you know, my receiver position being a, you know, 220-pound, you know, plus receiver, just working on my efficiency, you know, in and out of my breaks, and staying down in my drive phase are a couple of things that I've, you know, been focusing on this offseason to help me at the next level.
Jalen, what do you think about the Georgia Tech program right now, and what do you think it will say if you, as a Georgia Tech wide receiver, is able to join with an NFL team and do a lot of damage for many years in the NFL?
Yes, sir, man. You know, everything that Coach Collins has gone down on, you know, in the A, is very exciting. You know, we have nothing but faith in him in that program. It's an incredible head coach leading us. And then you have, you know, the great, you know, staff members and position coaches behind him. You know, I see them being a real big powerhouse in the ACC, you know, next year and in the near, in the years after that, man. You know, I have full trust in Coach Collins. And, you know, as for your second question, just, you know, just getting more guys at the next level will definitely, you know, help make Georgia Tech the place that we know it can be in the future. So it's just another step that we're trying to take.
Georgia Tech wide receiver Jalen Camp joining us via the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line here on the Home Team in Hamilton show on the Fan 680, 93.7 FM.
Jalen, how tough was that for you, if it was tough at all, to transition from a head coach that recruited you and Coach Paul Johnson to having another coach to try to come and Coach Collins changing up styles, changing up offenses, and trying to change the culture?
I wouldn't say it was that tough, just because, you know, I think that, you know, once Coach Collins and his staff came in, I think for number one, you know, the system that we all had to, it was brand new to all of us and that we all had to learn. I think they made it a very, very easy for us to pick up on very fast to help us play faster. Because, you know, once you know what you're doing, it's a lot easier to play faster. So I think they did a really good job doing that. And then just changing the culture, just, you know, the running in the weight room and you know, playing music at practice and things like that were just, you know, cool things that helped us, you know, just we were just all excited about the change. And we were just ready to go out there and play, honestly.
Jalen, did you give any thought to exercising the rule for extra eligibility, or you just really were just trying to make sure you live out your dream of going to the NFL?
Yes, sir. I definitely, you know, it definitely wasn't a quick decision for me. It was a decision that I pondered on, you know, once the season ended, because I know I talked to Coach Collins and my family. We all sat down before the season and, you know, decided that we was going to go through the season, not worrying about the future, just putting our, you know, best foot forward and making the season our best one that we could. And then once that season was over, we, you know, we all sat down and had a conversation about the future. And that's, you know, ended up what I decided to do.
Georgia Tech wide receiver Jalen Camp joining us here on the Home Team in Hamilton show via the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Everybody in – college football has to go to the weight room. Everybody has to put in their work off the field. But, sir, when you are up under the bench press and more than 400 pounds is being thrown off of your chest, you at some point made a decision to focus a little bit more. When did you decide to put in the extra time off the field into the weight room work?
Oh, yes, sir, man. My dad, I had to start with my dad. He's been training athletes for, 15 plus years. So that's somebody who I've lived with my entire life. So, at the very beginning, probably like 10 years ago, I wasn't really ecstatic going in the gym. It's kind of like a, come on, we're going to the gym today. But as time went on, I just found a love for the gym. And I knew how much it could help me out there on the field. So just having him with me these past 10 years, and especially during this pro day training, was definitely huge for me.
Might have to ask you for a workout program. I can throw around 135 a few times, but that's about the extent of it.
Oh, nah. Once you come see him, he'll definitely get you right. You'll be throwing up 400 too.
Jalen, what's your plans as far as draft night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? What are you going to do? Where are you going to be watching the draft at?
I think we'll be, we'll get like a hotel or something like that in Atlanta, somewhere in Atlanta, and I'll just have, family members, just close family members that I'll be watching it with.
And lastly, what are your thoughts overall, as you put in the work in college, you're getting ready for your NFL draft, and you're going to get a chance to show your wares. What do you think overall made the difference in you getting to this point from when you first walked on the campus at Georgia Tech?
I think it's a combination of everybody that have played a part in my life, from my high school coaches to Coach Johnson's staff to Coach Collins' staff. I give props to the academic team that we have at Tech, allowing me to get my degree. The training room staff keeps me out there on the field. It's a combination, everybody. This is not something that I've done by myself. I've had a lot of help along the way, and I'm definitely, appreciative of that.
Well, we certainly thank you for your time. Everybody around here is rooting for you. We wish you nothing but the best of luck, and we look forward to catching up with you down the line so we can see how things are progressing. Jalen Kemp, we certainly look forward to talking to you, and we look forward to you having some good news come draft night.
Yes, sir. Thank you all very much.
Jalen Kemp joining us here on the Home Team in Hamilton show via the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line here on The Fan, 680 93.7 FM.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.